Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Alex Becker and Luke Swanson, both of St. Paul's Outreach. Welcome.
Thank you, Father.
Great to have you. Let's begin with a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we renew our friendship with you this day as we surrender ourselves to you in faith. Knowing that you guide us in all things, we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Luke and Alex, we've heard your conversion stories. And what I wanted to start out with is, because it was sort of a theme in both of your conversion stories, is the importance of community. Why is community so important to living as a disciple of the Lord?
Yeah, community is foundational to living as a disciple because none of us are capable of doing it on our own. And Jesus says that. Jesus communicates that to us, and that's why I think he gifted us with the church. That's why he like left us with the church and with a body of believers to do it with. Because the fact of the matter is, you can encounter Christ and you can strive for discipleship personally, but everybody messes up. Everybody, you know, has moments where there's a lapse in there's a gap between the ideal and what you end up putting forth. And that's where community is really important. And that's where community helps us understand our identity further, because it helps bridge the gap between where we are and like where Christ is calling us to be.
I would kind of go off of that. I really like that, because I think like you're not God, right? Like that's the end of it, and like each of us is created in the image of God, and like we all show a different part and like a manifestation, right? And so like if I want to become like Christ, I can't do it alone. I need like other people who show me like someone who's more humble than me, right? Who shows me what that looks like and can like call me on, or like someone who's more naturally gifted at like evangelization, right? And who can like walk with people better, and I can learn from them. Because even if you like just think about your normal life, if you live with someone long enough, you just like start to pick up their mannerisms, right? Like I have friends where I say like things like wild, because I had a friend who used to say that all the time. Like I didn't consciously decide to do that, but because of the environment and the community I was in, like I just started to become more like the people around me. And so I think like that's how community has worked in my life. It's been like these, it's more subtle in a lot of ways, in a lot of times. Sometimes it is more direct, but a lot of times it's just subtle influences that we play on one another.
You know, frequently, and this is, you know, maybe among more people who just talked about theology too much, but, you know, there is this sort of clash they try to set up between community versus, identity, or the individual versus the communal. So the idea that, you know, some people get nervous when we talk about having a personal relationship with Jesus, because then they think that that somehow rules out the church. But of course we know that this is a fallacy, you know, that one has to have this sort of personal acceptance of Christ in their life. They have to make a personal act of faith, which opens them up to really benefit from the community. And it sounds like both in your experiences that, you know, in your encounter with Christ, this became a personal relationship with him, that it didn't mean that you became this sort of isolated me and Jesus. It really opened you up to community.
Yeah, I think that's true. But it is an interesting like dynamic to think about, right? How they like interplay. Because it was, I think, community that first led me to take the individual step. Mm-hmm. Right? It was seeing others that had done it and that were encouraging me to grow in my faith that led me to take the steps. That's the only reason I have an individual faith.
And it sounded the same with you too, Luke, that you were part of the movement, and then later you had this encounter at the School of the New Evangelization.
Yeah, that's right. It was community that got a hold of me and it grabbed my attention, and I followed people, and the people led me to Christ.
Yeah.
And then I made like what you saw. This was the personal choice, the personal conviction, the answer. Because I was empowered to by the community.
And this is how the Lord works is, you know, the church supplies the faith for us. You know, we were baptized as infants, most, you know, many people. And then at some point we have to take personal ownership of that. I mean, it's so both and, you know, we need both community and we need that individual act of faith and accountability. So,
and I think too, like, kind of like in Luke's story, I heard like that encounter with the Lord, that personal encounter, then led him to go give back into the community, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like this refreshing of like, I have this personal encounter and now I want to share it, right? And that's like, I give back to the group, like to the church. And I understand that I need the church even more after that personal encounter. Yeah, I definitely, like, my experience has been the exact same.
How do you, the two of you, going from your own conversions and what you've gotten from St. Paul's outreach, how do you kind of maintain this building of community in your own life?
Yeah, that's the name of the game. But, yeah, I mean, that's what SPO does really well. I think that's why... the context that I serve in is SPO for this reason. It's because I think that SPO does an amazing job to empower men and women who have encountered Christ to build communities in a really unique and holistic way. And that's what grabs men and women's hearts, especially in college. Because when we're empowered to build communities, that like the practicals of how we do that is actually through... I mean, at the heart of it is households,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure you talked a little about households, especially from all the testimonies, but households are the core of students, and they live together in an intentional way, striving, founded on the pillars of holiness, communion, and mission.
Mm.
And so the way that we continue to like build communities in our own lives is actually just by like continuing to go and get students and bringing them into the community. And that show is because we have generations of faith. We have generations and legacy of households that have paved the way and founded, like an opportunity for future household students to encounter the Lord in the same way. And so the mindset of I'm not in household just for me right now, but I'm in household for my housemates and the people who need to be in household 4 years from now. That's why I'm in household. I'm in household to give to the future and to continue to build as opposed to just like be formed myself. So that mentality is key.
Alex, did you want to comment on that?
Or? I thought that was fantastic, especially that last piece. Because we're creating environments and cultures, right? So like a community is a group of people, but it's also like the shared values, it's the culture, mm-hmm. like the things they do together, right? And like the space they do it in. And the household really brings all of that together. It's not just people, but they're in an intent, like a space that's designed. And like the purpose of it is like laid out as like we're going to like run together
mm-hmm.
towards the Lord here, right? It's not just random. We're not just meeting like in a park sometimes. Like it's a house. We're going to live together. And then everything in the house then is going to be reflective of like running towards the Lord, hopefully. So it's incredibly powerful. And I love the way Luke put it.
Now, let me ask kind of a slight curveball question. We'll see if you can get it or not. But so, you know, your experience in SPO and seeing the importance of community and how to live in community, what have you brought back to your families, you know, maybe to your relationship with your parents or at home or siblings or things yeah. like that?
Great question. And I'll start by saying families are really tricky. Families are hard. and not in like a way that's negative, in a way that's just like a way different dynamic than mm-hmm. reaching out to students. And as I shared in my story earlier, I'm really grateful and super blessed and super lucky. And I take for granted my family because of how much they empowered and equipped me to say yes to the Lord when he called. That said, however, it's also true that my parents and extended family definitely have a relationship with Christ that is, I think, founded more like in a cultural way as opposed to a personal way.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I do now is I try to be just a really powerful witness for what Christ has done in my life for my family. And that comes in way different forms depending on, you know, who it is and the circumstances. But something as simple as, just like understanding where your family's coming from and showing them gratitude for how they were able to like raise you and pour into you in a specific way that allows you to say yes to Jesus now and not shying away from that. It's also really hard to talk about Jesus with family sometimes, because you have so much precedent set where you don't talk about your faith or you don't talk about Jesus. It's just like normal life rhythms. And then all of a sudden you encounter God, you're kind of a different person.
Mm-hmm.
The worst, I actually think you're not doing them any favors by not showing them that new person, you know? And I feel really lucky because my family is, like I said, like has faith and responds in a really generous way, especially my brother, who's living in a household in Cincinnati now. He's just been responding really generously.
We're going to continue this conversation because you've just kind of launched me on one of my pet theory, you know, pet conversations.
Okay, great.
Luke, did you have any? Not Luke, excuse me. Alex, did you have anything you wanted to?
I think quickly, like Luke's point about just being a witness, right? And like I think household teaches you how to do family life really well. Like I went home and I did the dishes, as Genevieve talked about, like more than I've ever did the dishes before. And was like, you know, obedient to my parents and things like that. Like that shows. I actually just like was talking with my parents about SPO yesterday because we're missionaries are in kind of like fundraising season, or at least I am right now. And they were like, they told me like distinctly they could tell the difference between me pre and post household. And it was kind of crazy to them. And I never talked about it. I had mentioned it, but they could just see it. So that witness is really powerful.
Excellent. Well, you've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me has been Alex Becker and Luke Swanson from St. Paul's Outreach. Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Great to have you.
It's been great, Father, to be on this.
Yeah.
Until next time, peace and all good.